This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a new year, a lot going on, and time to check in with United States Senator Ron Wyden joining us from the Portland area ahead of a town hall in Beaverton this afternoon. Senator, good morning.
Hey, Kyle. Thanks for having me again.
Well, a lot going on, and we've just got a few minutes, so let's kind of roll through a number of things coming out of that omnibus spending bill. Some people like that one, some people don't, but coming to Douglas County, a couple things related to county government. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm particularly pleased that Senator Merkley and I were able to get help for the sheriff's office. I think we all know law enforcement is so crucial now, and we were able to help them get a motorized mobile command center to assist them in an emergency situation. And also, we were able to get for Douglas County upgrades in radio communications. And that also is for emergencies. I think dollar for dollar, I think we understand that these public safety issues and what happens with catastrophic wildfires, this is just so crucial, Kyle, and what Senator Merkley and I have really focused on in terms of trying to target a handful of really useful investments, particularly on public safety, law enforcement, and the catastrophic wildfires.
Well, I know Douglas County's had no shortage of one, issue after another, the big snowstorm and many other things that have taken place. So I know there's been a lot of interest in that. One of the other things that came out recently, not just to Douglas County, though it was a large amount for here, nearly $20 million to Oregon school districts to hire mental health providers. That seems to be, and I've had a lot of conversations with educators in the last week, seems like mental health issues are really come to the forefront and are a bigger issue now coming out of the pandemic. So a lot of help needed there, and about $6 million of that going to the Douglas Education Service District.
It's so crucial, and just as you say, it was an enormous problem before the pandemic, and it just has increased, really mushroomed so dramatically in the last couple of years. And this is deeply personal to me. My brother was schizophrenic, and so for years and years we would go to bed at night worried that he'd be on the streets and he was going to hurt himself or somebody else. So we're really gratified to see these investments in our county school districts. Douglas County, I know, is going to make good use of these funds and reaching kids, particularly in schools where they spend so much time, is really crucial, because then you have a chance to have them go through what they're dealing with. And you don't need to be Sherlock Holmes to know that there's a crisis, and it's in Douglas County and throughout our state.
And I did talk to somebody over at the Douglas ESD. We'll do a further interview up the road, but they said getting that much for the districts that the ESD serves is a really big deal here.
Well, and I think we're also, noticing that it has ripples through a host of areas. Mike Crapo, he's the Republican senator from Idaho. He and I wrote the mental health provisions in the gun safety legislation. You know, we knew there were going to have to be more background checks and things like that. And also we wanted to focus on mental health. Some people said, well, the whole problem's guns. Other people said the problem's mental health. A lot of us said we need practical approaches in both areas. Let's focus on keeping guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them, and mental health. And I want you to know, and all your listeners, that as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, a big priority for me in 2023, and I know for Senator Crapo, he's my Republican partner from Idaho on the Finance Committee, is, again, beefing up mental health.
Well, and you've talked about, along with Mike Crapo and some others as well, about the whole issue of mental health parity. And it's kind of the first time I really heard anything about it. Went back to a discussion with Senator Gordon Smith a number of years ago, where he really wanted to see mental health looked at just as physical health is looked at on the federal level and when it comes to insurance and providers and what's available.
Yeah, and Gordon and Sharon Smith are just spot on in all their recommendations in terms of mental health. And what we've found most recently, and I got a report from the GAO, the accounting office, is that a lot of these big insurance companies are just ripping people off. You know, there is a law that is supposed to stipulate parity, that mental health gets the same treatment as physical health. But a lot of these big insurance companies. They're running what are called ghost networks. In other words, they have a network with virtually no providers and no guides, and if they pay a claim, they pay a tiny fraction of what they ought to pay. And I'm going after them big time in this session of Congress. If you sign a contract in Douglas County or anywhere else for benefits, you ought to be able to get them. You shouldn't have to be fighting all this, you know, red tape.
We have, of course, had the Archie Creek fire back in 2020. There's been a lot of extra funding to kind of get ahead of these fires. One of the things that you and Senator Merkley have gone for is additional support from the National Guard in the National Defense Authorization Act.
Yeah, that's right. We definitely favor additional help through the National Guard. That's been a very valuable investment, and that was in the 2022 Department of Defense bill. We got the additional funding, over $14 million, to trade Guard members to fight wildfires. I'm also working with Senator Manchin and a number of my colleagues on the Energy Committee for what are called prescribed burns, because, you know, it gets so hot and dry in the summer. You have a lightning strike, and, you know, all of a sudden you got an inferno on your hands. Go in there during the colder winter months and do some carefully prescribed burns to reduce the load on the forest floor in the summer. That's going to make a difference, too.
Just a couple more things to hit in the time that we have. Some updated legislation about the Wild and Scenic Act, I guess it would be, with the rivers. Talk about what you're working on there.
Yeah, this is the River Democracy Act, and we have spent more than 2 years listening to people all across the state, every corner of Oregon, public forums, town halls, virtual town halls, individual nominations, to, in effect, do something different than virtually anybody does when they write a bill. Usually a bill gets written in Washington, D.C. I said, recreation is so important to Oregon. It's such a big part of our economy now. It's a big part of the economic agenda going forward. And so we took ideas and suggestions from all across the state with respect to rivers that should be nominated for the Wild and Scenic System. And we said, look, this helps us nurture the salmon that fuel fishing runs, provide clean drinking water to communities, obviously essential to the outdoor recreation economy. And I'm very proud that in this instance, Oregonians wrote the bill here at home. They chose the rivers. They helped us go through all the individual meetings, all of the various discussions with citizens groups, county commissioners, and the like. And we've got new maps up, and folks can see them online.
And whenever we talk about Wild and Scenic Rivers, I think first of the late Frank and his wife Jeannie Moore and the section of the North Umpqua named in honor of them.
I wrote that bill in honor of the Moores, and you bet. What a perfect place on the Umpqua for folks in rural Oregon to understand Oregon's most important rivers and recreation and habitat and conservation, and particularly this new bill puts public participation at the center. I've had 1,030 town hall meetings now. It's part of the pledge that I've made to Oregonians. You know, we open up the doors of government. It's in person. We've had a number of them already, you know, this year. River Democracy's in that same kind of spirit. Get people's input. Washington, D.C. doesn't have all the answers.
And I know we've got a town hall coming into Douglas County. We'll hear more about that later. To wrap up, Democrats leading the Senate, but the GOP with a slim lead in the House as you start this legislative year. How does that shift how things might get done in the Beltway?
Well, I've been talking to House members on both sides of the aisle for some time with respect to forestry. I think rural health and pharmacy costs are a natural. Roads and infrastructure are an area that's always been bipartisan. So we're just going to dig in and operate under the assumption we'll work with anybody who's willing to help Oregon.
All right. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden coming to Douglas County later in the year. Senator, up in Portland today, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Let's do it again, Kyle. Happy 2023 to everybody.
8:43 at the Morning Report.